Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. My wife is coming tonight and she's going to share or do whatever the Holy Spirit said. Amen. Amen. Can you say praise the Lord?
Amen. Amen. This is my honey bunch right here. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Let me see if his heart beating like it was in 1960. Glory to God. Glory to God. Give me that book, that church history book. I meant to bring that. Let's just shout hallelujah. Glory to God. What did they just read in the scripture? Oh, that men would what? Praise the Lord. Oh, that people would praise the Lord. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, if I could get some help in here, we would have a wing ding tonight. Hallelujah! All right, I want you to say, I don't care if nobody else does it. I'm going to praise the Lord. Now let's praise him. Hallelujah! Glory, glory! Woo! Hallelujah! Woo, hallelujah. Woo. Did you do the best you could do? Asked my grandson a few weeks ago, are you doing the best you can do? He had that kind of sour looking face. No, ma'am. Did you do the best you could do? Now, if you did the best you can do, you don't have to do it again unless you want to. But if you didn't do the best you do, let's go. 1, 2, 3. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for our being here tonight and just going to share with you. I started to say briefly, but I'm just going to share with you as the Lord gives it to me tonight to share with you. We are Branch of the Vine, Christian Fellowship Church. We are part of the body of Christ. We are one part of that whole body of Christ. And so that's who we are. So as he is, say that, so am I. Because this is my hand, part of my body. It's the same as the rest of me. If they could take DNA from here or somewhere else, it would all be the same. Say, I am the body of Christ. Shout hallelujah. So those of you who are watching, we want you to make sure that you're born again, that you know Jesus, that you're connected to him. As I shared with a young man just Monday, I think it was, and he professes to be saved, and I said, you don't want to go to hell. I'm just going to tell you right now, be straight. You know, we preach prosperity, and I like it. But we've got to tell people, if you don't receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're going to die and go to hell. And it's an eternity in the fire. Amen. Sunday, we celebrated our 40th church anniversary. Did y'all enjoy the book? Enjoy the book, amen. And so much history is not in here. I kept remembering things we didn't put in here. But we put some things in here, amen? And the Lord said, just to remind you tonight, just as I was sitting there, and as George and them were talking about, that men would praise the Lord, just to remind us who we are. You know me, I had the treasures of the Word of God. And I've been digging in treasures, and amen. But let's go to Psalm 2, and I'm going to start with verse 7. And actually, God is talking to his son, Jesus. But that's why I want you to say, I'm the body of Christ. Because if I'm the body and he's the head, then he's talking to me. He said, he's talking to me. Oh, you can't go down on me now. You know, I spent too many years in the classroom. You've got to talk to me. Say, hallelujah. 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 So this is King James Version here. I had New King James, but I didn't bring that one up. I will declare the decree the Lord has said unto me. Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. And then what did God say? Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen, the nations, the Gentile for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. And he just said to remind us who we are and what we're called to do. From the youngest back there in the lap, to the teenagers there, to the older adults here, to the young old folks right over here. I found a picture of Therese and Kenny and Tony this morning, and I sent it out to them, and Therese wasn't quite two, but he had that look on his face of mischief. Tony said, is it just me, or am I just or is Therese about to get into something? Somebody said he was about to get into something. They didn't even know him when he was two. He wasn't even born then. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. What will you ask God for? What will you ask God for? What do we ask God for as Branch of the Vine Christian Fellowship Church? Right now we're asking him for what? 40 souls. We're asking him for what? 40 souls. We're asking him for what? 40 souls. Are you going to do your part? Am I going to do my part? I'm going at them. You see no dogs hunting? And I mean, they have a nose to the ground, and they are fine. And I've seen Jimmy watching bird hunting, and they go rabbit hunting and all that. And the nose dog, that's how we've got to get out. We've got to get the hounds out for the sinner, that he or she may come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. So let's go to Psalm 107. And I'm going to get back to the church history in just a little bit. We thank you, praise team, for bringing us that word tonight. Amen. In the King James, I'm going to start with verse 1. Are you thankful? Are you grateful? I'm learning to be grateful, and I want you to learn to be grateful if you're not, and never complain. Say, never complain. Say, I have to learn to never complain about having to wash dishes. Why? Because that means you have food to eat. You have food to eat. Amen. Amen. About doing laundry. You got a wash machine. You are not on the scrub board. I washed a few on the rub board. And then when we did get the washing machine and went through that ring of washing machine, then hang them on the line. Cold weather, they did stiff as a board. I didn't figure out yet how they got dry. Amen. I'm just reminding you to be grateful. Bishop will bring you the deep treasures of the word when he gets up here. We got to learn. So, you know, I talked for a long time I'm trying to teach juniors and seniors how to do essays and term papers in this upper level. And I find that Bo knew now, but many of them didn't know the basics. So we're up here. We're believing God for $1,000, and you better go ahead and do it. We're believing God for a house. You better go ahead and do it. But we don't know how to love our neighbor and love each other. We don't even know how to take care of ourselves. We don't know how not to grumble and complain about somebody that just didn't look at us right. We don't know how to grumble and complain when our spouse won't put his shoes up. I got over that one. It was so foolish. That was so foolish. Amen. You see how you waste time on stuff that's not worth anything. Are y'all hearing me? This is a word. Now, if you want me to go get my notes, I give you the word. Amen. But he said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is what? I didn't hear you. Now, is your God good? The scripture talks about the people that worship idols, and they actually worship the idol. They go cut a tree down. make their idol, shape their idol into whatever it wanted to be. And then the wood that they had left from making the idol, they would cook their bread with it. Then they would take that dumb idol. It couldn't sit up. It couldn't do anything. They would set it on the shelf, and then they'd bow down and worship it. And it couldn't do anything. Uh-oh, beware. Too many of us have an idol. Too many of us have an idol. Too many of us have an idol. We have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars for it. And for the bill, too many of us have an idol. And all the things on social media get all of our attention, and we don't have to, oh, I hadn't praised the Lord yet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this phone.